The beginning of this week's parsha, there's a very famous Medrash Rabbah. It says, Rabbi Akiva, Yoshev, Adorish, Vatzibur, Misnamni. Rabbi Akiva's darshaning, and everyone was, you know, just like nowadays, they had the same minhag 2,000 years ago. Everyone was nodding off. Bikesh l'oron, he wanted to awaken them. Amar ma'rasa Esther shetimelech al sheva Esther mei medina ela tavu Esther shaisa bas bitzu shal sar shechaisa sheva Esther mei shana v'timelech al sheva Esther mei medina. Why was Esther zocha to be queen over 127 provinces? Because she was descended from Sarah, who lived 127 years, and obviously lived 127 years in Sidkus and deserved a schar, so she ruled over 127 provinces. Okay. On the one hand, it's a nice classic drush of Chazal, 127 here, 127 there, can't be coincidence, nothing's coincidence, so it must be linked. So that's the Zechus. But why Davka, like, did it has to be that everyone was falling asleep and this is how Rabbi Akiva woke them up? Like, why can't it just be Stama Drusha? Or if it happened once in real life, a real life story happened that everyone was falling asleep, so why Davka, out of every possible drusha, right? Rabbi Akiva knew from Tile Tilo Halach from every coats. He knew more drushas than you'll ever imagine in your life. Why Davka? This drusha, because people were sleeping during Shir. So a number of Achronim explain that what does it mean people were sleeping during Shir? What do you mean sleeping during Shir? It doesn't mean that they were evil, bad people who were kofrim, who were off the derech, who were, you know, going off and becoming non-frum. No, they were good frum Jews who were going to Rekiva Shir. But they were sleeping there. Why were they sleeping during Shir? They were sleeping during Shir because they were good frum Jews. But, you know, like, okay, so we'll miss today's Shir. It's not such a big deal. You know, they just like, what's the big deal if we listen today's Shir or if we don't listen today to today's Shir? As a matter of fact, you could even say, you know, from a historical perspective, you know, like Rabbi Akiva's giving shir, but you know what? Rabbi Akiva's giving shir. The Romans outlawed the shir. Tomorrow they're going to kill him. Tomorrow they're going to kill us. What's going to happen? You know, what's the big deal if we fall asleep in today's shir or not? What difference does it make? So, says Rabbi Akiva, Sarah Imenu, 127 years. 127 years, day in, day out, she did chesed, and she was machlisa orchim, and she was makariv people, and everything she did. What difference does it make one day another day? Not to mention the fact that Sarah Imenu also historically, you know, Hashem promised her this, and he promised her that, he promised her the world and a half, and she didn't have kids. Finally, she had a kid. He was almost shechted when she died, and he didn't have a shidduch, and, you know, and she was kidnapped twice, and this and that, you know, like, what's the difference every day to be so good? Like, what difference does it make? Why is it so chashuv? And what does Rabbi Akiva say? He says, you know what? Sometimes you don't see it right away. Sarah Imenu, 127 years. What did she get for all her 127 years? She died. She didn't really know. Not only that, as generation go, you see how Yitzchak got married, and then Yaakov, the Shivtei Ka, and all of a sudden it starts developing. You see Mitzrayim. Obviously, something came out of it. But still, every one of the 127 years, no, someday Esther will save the Jews in 127 provinces? Why not 126? Why not 125? Why not 124? You know, okay, why can't you have, fine, you'll have the anti-Semites will rampage in a couple provinces. No, 127 provinces? Because every year of Sarah, she did the right thing. Not just in general, she was an okay person. Not just okay, a great person, a wonderful person. An Ovedes Hashem. No, because every year, day in and day out, she did something. She didn't see the results today, not tomorrow, not even a couple hundred years. But eventually, those years bore fruit. And it would have been oy vavoy for us in the days of Esther, in the days of Achashveiros, if she had only focused, if she had only worked hard for 126 of those years instead of 127. That's what Rabbi Akiva was telling his Talmidim, right? Hatzibur misnamdim. Why are you misnamdim? You're misnamdim because what's the big deal if I miss today's shir? It'll still be fine. It'll still be okay. No. Every day's shir makes a difference. Just like every year of Sarah's life was an entire country. You never know what every day, what every shear of your life might be. And if it's not for you, maybe for your son, maybe for your grandson, maybe for Klal Yisrael hundreds of years from now. And the truth is, if you think back to it, like, he was, not that he needs me to approve, but he was right. Here's where Akiva teaching Torah to his Talmidim in the worst days of Jewish history, with the Roman persecution, in the middle of the Asar HaRugei Malchus, they're killing everyone. They're quashing Torah learning. They're trying to put out the flame. And you know what? I wasn't alive then. I don't know. I'm not such a big historian. But it could be that maybe if they had attended one shiur less, maybe they had learned a little less hard, maybe they had taken off one day or one week or one month, maybe the Romans would have succeeded. After all, how much Torah would have been lost? They killed everyone. Who passed on the Masorah? You never know. Every day of their listening to Rabbi Akiva's shiur might make an entire difference of a whole bookshelf in our Beis Medrash nowadays, of a whole chiluk of Torah nowadays, a whole province of Torah nowadays might only be because one guy paid attention one day in shiur. And I think that, Baruch Hashem, we don't live, hopefully we have a life with a lot more immediate rewards from Hashem than Sari Imenu. You know, we have more kids, and they get married younger than Sari Imenu, and we get to see a lot of nachas. And we live in a historical period, which is much nicer than the time of Rabbi Akiva. But nonetheless, it's just such human nature, the temptation is to say, what's the big deal today? What's the big deal this week? Etc. It'll be fine. It'll be beseder. And says Rabbi Akiva, you never know which day really makes the difference. And every day, live every day to the max. Live every day as if it's the most important day in the entire history of the world. Because today, for me now, is the most important day that exists in the world right now, and you never know when and where that will make an entire difference to me, to my kids, to my family, to my sviva, and maybe to the entire Jewish people. Shabbat shalom.